Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is John Marks, the editor of Cops Alive, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. We have a very interesting program planned for you today. We have representatives from the Arizona State University's Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice, and they've got some exciting news to talk to us about taking some of their educational programs online, which we're obviously excited about. I would like to welcome our two guests, Dr. Scott Decker, who is a foundation professor and director of the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Arizona State University, and also Dan Zorich, who has an extensive background in parole, probation, and corrections, and he'll tell you a little bit more about that. But currently, he is the manager of online education for the Department of Criminal Justice, Criminology and Criminal Justice at Arizona State University. I'd like to welcome you both. Welcome, Scott and Dan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you, first of all, why don't we get a little bit of your background? Scott, if you would maybe take the lead here and share with us a little bit about your background and what you're doing at Arizona State.
Sure. Thank you, John, and thanks to your listeners. I'm starting my fifth year as director of the School of Criminology here at Arizona State, having spent 29 years in St. Louis, 15 of those as department chair of a criminal justice department. And during the course of my 30-plus year career in teaching in criminal justice, one of the things I've done most and I think I've enjoyed most is my interaction with the various parts of the criminal justice system and the people who work, whether it's in probation, parole, corrections, juvenile justice, or law enforcement. I've served on the state's parole board, I've served on crime commissions, and I currently am a member of the Arizona Police Officer Standards and Training Board. We set policy and training and review discipline for law enforcement in the state of Arizona. We're attempting, and students can enroll, interested parties can enroll at this time, to bring the high-quality in-person degree that we offer students to an online format so that someone who is place bound, a full-time police officer, for example, who might work in rural Montana or in urban Miami, but wanted a high-quality degree from full-time faculty, could get that degree from ASU. And that's what we have moved toward here in the school for a number of years, and that's why we went out and found someone with Dan's background and qualifications to bring in to manage this effort for us.
Excellent. Dan, how about you?
I started at Arizona State University in 1999 after 4 years in which I was working with the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice doing a grant working on gangs through the Office of Juvenile Justice, Delinquency, and Prevention. I really enjoyed the work I was doing with that department at the time, and I had the opportunity to begin teaching as a part-time faculty associate. I recently retired, approximately 2 years ago, from Maricopa County Adult Probation Department. I did 22 years as a probation administrator, and prior to that, I worked in the Illinois Department of Corrections for approximately 6 years, and my last position was a clinical director at a maximum security prison. And approximately 2 or 3 years before I did that experience, I worked with juveniles after receiving my bachelor's degree in social work from Illinois State University in 1974. So I have about 31 years' experience in a wide variety of roles in corrections, and I've been teaching for over 11 years now in the field, and this was a great opportunity to come back and actually oversee the development and implementation of an online degree program that brings in the breadth of quality and faculty excellence in an online program from Arizona State University and the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice. The fact that ASU has been going in a direction of delivering online education without sacrificing the same quality that it has delivered over 100-plus years is really exciting, because the faculty I'm working with are the same faculty that deliver these classes at the university, and there's nothing lost in its translation. I think that anybody that is looking to complete their degree and needs the flexibility of an online program, this is going to be, in my opinion, probably one of the best programs to be out there right now for people that are looking to increase their career aspirations, finish their degree, and move on in terms of the field of corrections itself. I'm pretty happy to have the opportunity to do that, because I really do believe in education for the practitioners in our criminal justice agencies. And the better education they receive, the better they are at doing their jobs for us in protecting the community and controlling crime.
Thank you very much. It sounds really exciting, and it sounds like the perfect fit for criminal justice, where many people start at different times in their lives, and many people go into the workforce and then go back and try to squeeze in their education. And there are so many different options in the profession that I think Arizona State is doing a fine service to the members of our criminal justice field by offering them the flexibility of going with an online program. And I commend you for doing that. I wonder if we can take just a minute, and maybe Dr. Decker, maybe you can share some ideas. Let's start with a broad picture. Let's assume we have a blank canvas here, and we may be speaking to young people or people perhaps a little bit older, maybe thinking about changing careers. Let's talk first about what it entails to get a degree in criminal justice and what that would involve, and then let's evolve that discussion into the online services, if we may.
Sure, John. I think we should mention as well that we're offering both the bachelor's and the master's degrees online, so that in-service officer who's got 10 or 12 years in is looking to move up sergeant, lieutenant, captain, management roles, that already has a bachelor's degree can complete the master's degree in its entirety online as well. Again, same faculty, same courses, same high quality, same degree, just additional flexibility and accessibility. So the bachelor's degree starts with the basics. We think in this changing world, students need to be able to communicate, and so there's some writing courses that are involved. They need to have a broad understanding of the world that they live in, so there's some of the government, some of the cultural requirements that are involved as well. The sciences, the math, all of the key components that form the general education requirements of a bachelor's degree are available online. What we are particularly excited to do is to combine that with the key areas of criminal justice that students need to have to be able to do their job today, but also in the future. If we look back 25 years ago in law enforcement, much of what happens today would be unrecognizable 25 years ago. The way we communicate, the way we access information, the way evidence is collected and analyzed, the different kinds of people, and even crimes, if we think of human trafficking and computer crimes and child pornography, so very different today than they were 10 or even 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we want to give students a degree that they can build on for the future. Broad introduction to the criminal justice system that includes knowledge of law enforcement, corrections, probation, parole, juvenile justice. Also a broad knowledge and background of criminal behavior, whether that's theories of crime, different types of crime, juvenile delinquency, an emphasis on violence or property crime or neighborhoods in crime, but also some tools in the area of research methods, statistical analysis, critical thinking, and then at the end, a couple courses that allow students to really pull it all together in a capstone experience. And so at the end, what a student in the online program would gain is that same high-quality degree, but with additional flexibility and accessibility. Through my career, many police officers have said, you know, Scott, why is it that I can't go to school? I'm on a rotating shift. So every 12 weeks or every 4 weeks, I might go from days to midnights or midnights to afternoons. And that means the course I'm enrolled in conflicts with my work schedule. It just isn't right. It just isn't fair that because of the way my job is structured that I can't get a degree. And we agree. So with the online courses, they go for 7 weeks, and then a new, quote, semester begins. A student who changes shifts or works days and couldn't attend classes during the day or find enough classes at night can, at the leisure of their own schedule, between work, between family, between the other demands of their life, find a way to get a high-quality education. And that's, I think, one of the things that really excites Dan and I about what we're doing in the School of Criminology at Arizona State.
Excellent. It sounds amazingly positive. And maybe Professor Zorich, maybe you can share some thoughts. Now, I think we ought to make the distinction here. We are talking about a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, an education in criminology and criminal justice. We're not necessarily talking about a police academy here. But I'm kind of curious, particularly with the online program, is there a way that you can blend some practical experience in with their online learning?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we're doing in this particular program is we're going to be getting feedback from our students in terms of what their needs are. Mm-hmm. In addition to the core classes that they have to take for their degree program, there'll be additional elective classes within a degree, and we want to make the classes available to students to have as much of a practical impact in terms of their needs as we can. And we use a lot of faculty associates that have been in the field of criminal justice for 20, 25 years that bring a practical application of the courses that they're involved in teaching. We have police commanders working for us that have a wealth of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they're able to balance the perspective of the practical application of the information and the academic side of it. I think that many of our classes have just as much of an impact on the students in terms of what they do in the real world as the ones that are more theory-based. Uh-huh. One of the classes that we're developing specifically starting this fall is a class in correctional policies and practices. That particular class is going to look at what are the current practices in the field of criminology and criminal justice. That way, students will be able to ground their experiences, their academic coursework, in terms of what we're actually doing in the field. One of the things that is good about that is it keeps students engaged.
Yeah.
Each individual class that we do is going to have graduate students that will be assistants in the classes in their delivery. And what that means is instead of having one instructor that may have a class of 150 students online, there'll be additional assistance from our graduate students so that there is an opportunity for ongoing communication, even though it's in an online format. And what better to have in terms of assistance when you're doing a large online class than students that have chosen that as their academic degree completion? I think that's very different than what you'll find out there in terms of current programs.
I would agree with you. And obviously, being internet-based, Cops Alive certainly wants to endorse and encourage people to get involved in things that they can do online. But it also opens up a tremendous opportunity to have a class filled with people from around the world studying the same material and perhaps engaging in discussions back and forth. And I think that's the real advantage of this kind of technology, is we can bring in ideas from many, many different cultures and countries probably and blend those together. So I commend you. I think the opportunities here are outstanding.
John, it may be worth mentioning the website for listeners who would be interested.
Yes, please.
And that's www.asuonline.asu.edu. www.asuonline.asu.edu. And that'll get anybody who's interested to the website where they could look at the program, and if it looks like it's for them, whether they're working in corrections, in law enforcement, whether they're in the military. We know that for returning veterans and folks currently enlisted personnel in military service, that criminal justice is a very popular option. We think that the degree is set up in such a way that'll be flexible enough and adaptable enough to fit into schedules for people either in military service or who are mustering out, that they'll find it an attractive degree as well. And it, part of the motivation here is to make what's available to in-person students at the same quality accessible to students whose schedule or family or job or distance doesn't allow them to show up and sit down in a chair 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 o'clock.
Right. Scott, I wonder, you raised some questions in my mind. Can you give me some idea of what kind of demographics you have in your courses now? I imagine there are people out there wondering, you know, are we going to have enough new, well-educated candidates for law enforcement and criminal justice positions in the future? Can you talk a little bit about what you see as a trend and how are we doing with interested people out there?
One of the challenges for law enforcement is finding the right set of skills and qualifications in new recruits. As a member of the POST board that helps set standards for training and for employment across the state of Arizona, I see firsthand every month some of the challenges that law enforcement faces. We have about 1,200 undergraduates and 200 graduate students in our program here right now. Like many criminal justice programs across the country, one of the changes over the last 10 years has been in the gender balance. Mm-hmm. And women now are about equal or even outnumber men in the program. That's been a trend that's occurred in lots of criminal justice programs. We have an increasing number of racial and ethnic minorities that show up for the on-campus program. Our students are a little bit older. They tend to be, on average, they're not your 18 or 19-year-olds that you find at a college campus. They tend to be 22 or 23. They're more likely to go part-time. They're more likely to have a family. They're more likely to be employed. And as law enforcement looks ahead to the retirement of people who entered the field 20 to 30 years ago, which were huge numbers of people who entered the field of law enforcement and criminal justice 20 to 30 years ago, the anticipation is that it's going to be difficult to recruit sufficient quality in sufficient numbers. Mm-hmm. We see it a lot at the university with recruiters. Now, the economic slowdown of the last several years has put a bit of a damper on that, but we're starting to see employment in the criminal justice sector pick up. And I think what that means is that agencies, cities, states, certainly federal law enforcement, are increasingly going to look for an educated workforce. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're going to come to the universities. And we want to be ahead of that curve so that when things really pick up in 3 to 5 years, there's an available pool of students who have a college education, who have the benefits of having learned more writing skills, more communication skills, more ability to access and analyze information, knowledge about criminal justice, so that they're ready to move into the academies for corrections, probation, parole, law enforcement. It's also the case that policing in particular has become a very complicated job. The ability to access stored information, hard drives, thumb drives, external drives, CD-ROMs, and to know what to protect in a search, what to look for, how to store it, has become and continues to become very complicated. It's the general perception that well-educated officers are better officers, and they're better officers for the long term. We want to be at the forefront of helping to provide those people for the future of law enforcement and other criminal justice professions.
Well, and I would certainly agree with you. I was just thinking, you know, with the economic situation the way it is worldwide, actually, I'm betting that even if there might have been a slowdown in qualified candidates for criminal justice positions, that's probably changing. But I definitely think that it does open the eyes of those people already in those careers and make them start considering additional education or maybe even some basic education to further their career development. And I think the online option is an outstanding way for them to try to fit that into their already existing lifestyle.
Yeah. You know, for many departments, promotion opportunities are enhanced with a degree, as is pay. Many departments have a pay differential for having a 2-year or a 4-year degree or even a graduate degree. So this is something that if a young person gets before they enter the field, they'll be better off throughout their career as advancement opportunities come. But for an in-service person, that will enhance their opportunities to move ahead and to enhance salaries in those departments that recognize the value of a degree.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. Dan, I'm wondering if you could maybe paint us kind of a visual picture of what the online experience is going to be like. Are we talking about classes where they download materials? Are we talking about any kind of interactive video or audio? Can you tell us a little bit about how the program is going to function?
Absolutely. It's going to include as many different experiences as we could bring to the program. One of the things we really want to do is have a particular look and feel to our degree program. And what I mean by that is we want to design each one of our classes so that it seems to fit into the overall degree. In other words, the look of the program, the delivery of the program, how the program fits into the overall degree will have a consistency. So students in the program will know from one course to the next that, in fact, it is this Bachelor of Science online degree program. One of the things we want to utilize is as much interactive activities as we can. And I said earlier that to facilitate that, we recognize that in large classes that you deliver online, it'll be difficult for a single instructor to be able to have effective ongoing communication with students. And so by adding graduate students as assistants, they'll be able to communicate as frequently as necessary to help facilitate their learning in each one of our courses. One of the things that's going to be a hallmark in each of our classes is a discussion board format. And the discussion board format will be built upon the content of the materials that's delivered in each class. And the discussion board will be a way for students to facilitate the understanding and learning from the information they'll get in the course materials to the practical world in which they live. I'm teaching a class in an introduction to corrections, since that was the 30 years of work that I did in the field. Mm-hmm. And in my classes, I actually do three discussion boards that talk about current issues in the field of corrections. And by facilitating an ongoing discussion between the students, myself, and the graduate assistants, students will be able to see, this is how it fits into this subject matter. It'll also be able, they'll be able to see how this grounds the very difficult sometimes theories and concepts that we deliver to students and how it fits into the world around them and how they're affected by it. Because we're all affected by the things that happen in the field of criminal justice. And by having an ongoing discussion, I think it'll allow students to ask those questions that will help them understand the field better and prepare them for eventually entering into corrections and criminal justice as a field and a career.
Well, it sounds very appealing to such a broad spectrum of people in both our country and I'm sure elsewhere that they can, start wherever they are in life and build the flexibility of an online education program into their lifestyle so that they can either create a new career or advance the one they're in. And again, I commend you all for doing this. Tell me where you're at with the program. Is it ready to kick off? What do people need to know about it?
Okay. We're actually finishing our classes for our first two fall sessions. We'll have a seven-week session beginning on the 19th of August. We'll take a 1 week off and then start our second fall session for another 7 weeks. Those classes are in various stages of completion as we speak. We will begin the spring classes, building the spring classes in the next few days. Those courses that are going to be available over the next academic year, that includes next summer, are actually posted right now, so students could go online at our website and see what those courses are going to be that are offered for the next full academic year. Trying to think of what else is going on right now in terms of the development of it. Every one of the instructors that has been doing this finds it a real challenging experience because we're doing things that we've not done in the past. Although we've taught online programs here for a few years, the format in which we're using is 7 weeks. And in 7 weeks, to be able to do develop and implement and deliver the same amount of information that you would do in a normal 16-week semester is very challenging, and it'll be challenging for the students as well. And we're taking into account the supporting activities that will assist students in being successful in that short period of time. We're pretty excited about the opportunity to do it. It's a real challenge. The feedback that I'm getting from the instructors as they're going through the development of their courses is extremely positive. I have graduate students that are assisting in development, and they're going to be the same students that are going to be working with the instructors when the courses actually go live starting in the fall. So the nice thing is that we have the ability to have some of our grad students actually assisting in the development, and so they'll be well-schooled in terms of the courses as they roll out starting in fall 2010.
I'm actually online surfing your site right now as we're speaking, and I'm on the ASU online site, and I notice you actually have a blog there that even walks people through the enrollment process and answers questions, and I think that's excellent because it looks like it's very thorough about kind of answering some questions people might have about, you know, whether this is right for them or not.
Yeah, one of the frustrating things, as we all know, is hearing a good idea and thanks.
Okay.
Hearing a good idea and then getting online and trying to find out how to access it and how to make it work and not being able to do that. And so we've tried to make that straightforward and interactive. But one of the things I want to continue to emphasize is, The School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at ASU is one of the highest rated programs in the country. The School of Criminology and Criminal Justice is one of the highest rated programs in criminal justice in the country. And so we've taken our full-time faculty that built that reputation and that quality and put them in a position where they're surrounded by experts in online course construction who are part of the building team, supported them with graduate students, and then taken our last 4 years of experience in offering online courses to put that together to ensure that students are going to get this flexible and adaptable degree, but also delivered at a very high level of quality. There are a lot of options out there for online degrees in criminal justice. As we decided whether or not we were going to do this, we took a look at other programs and what was offered and said, we were only going to do this if we could both meet the needs of working and pre-professionals in criminal justice, but also offer a high-quality degree that would enable students to move ahead in their careers and in their lives with the knowledge they got from the degree. And that's why there's been the real care in development and the amount of people that we have overseeing quality as the degree moves forward. So we're real excited about the kickoff this fall. We have several dozen students already enrolled in courses for the fall. Those enrollments have begun to grow as programs like yours, John, have talked about the degree. And we're quite excited about the role that we can play in helping to educate the next generation of criminal justice professionals.
Well, I want to thank you very much. I want to emphasize that at Cops Alive, we are trying to find strategies and resources to help police officers successfully navigate their careers. And that I tend to use the word police officer because that's my background, but anyone in the criminal justice field faces a tremendous and daunting task to make it to retirement in a you know, what we call to live happily ever after in a happy, healthy manner. And we definitely believe that proper career planning and education are one of the protective factors that actually take away some of the risks that these kinds of careers can create. And I'm curious if either of you can share any courses that you offer through either the programs that actually help people kind of focus on their wellness, whether it be stress management or career planning, that will actually help them successfully navigate their careers.
I think that one of the things that that we're doing in terms of all of our courses is we're grounding each one of the courses in the practical world. As an example, many of the people that are teaching for us in the online classes are practitioners as well as people that have been in academics. And we share our experiences. We recognize the need for students to be able to find employment. And many of the people that are teaching for us actually are able to give information to the students in terms of practically how you would begin your career, what some of the steps are. I personally have worked with students in terms of assisting them in getting field experience through my previous employment. We do have assistance in terms of doing internships. We're going to try to be able to develop that in our online programming as well. Each one of our courses actually does discuss how the application of the theory is done in terms of the work in the field. Mm-hmm. My introduction to corrections spends a particularly significant amount of time talking about what it would take to be in that field, and a lot of our courses The textbooks have that as an additional piece of material that's given to students.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do know as well, John, is that students who have individuals who have a college education, a college degree, earn considerably more over their lifetime, that measures of personal happiness and personal satisfaction are enhanced for people who have a college degree, in part because that degree opens up so many other opportunities, whether it's for promotion within a particular job or whether it means that a police officer, for example, who worked for a city would then, because of having an advanced degree, have opportunities that would open up in federal law enforcement that might not have been the case. Mm-hmm. Or an individual who could move from public sector law enforcement to private sector law enforcement. And I think, you know, one of the things we've seen over the course of the last 9 years now with the growth of Homeland Security, with the growth of interest in international forms of crime, drug smuggling, human smuggling, et cetera, is the need for a broader awareness of the world, of additional cultures, and the opportunities that are open to people in law enforcement who have those skills and who have those backgrounds. We have some courses that allow students to build concentrations in a variety of those areas, so that if they have an expressed interest in computer crime, in forensics, in international crime, they're able to combine both through their general education, but also things in the major, combination of courses that would position them to move ahead toward an ultimate career that may take them a number of years to get to, but with the education, they'd be in a much better position to advance toward.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Have we covered everything that we need to talk about today?
John, I think one of the things that we haven't emphasized to this point is the affordability of this particular degree, because we are really excited to be able to deliver a degree with such high quality. I think sometimes we forget that.
It's a busy day in the office.
Yeah, I never. Nobody ever calls me.
We forget to say that this is an extremely affordable degree. I think for potential students, as they're out there looking at programs in which to choose from, they'll find that our particular degree program is very, very affordable. We developed it with that in mind. Students are going to pay the in-state tuition fee, and then there's no additional cost that's associated with the cost that would be if you were actually doing an on-campus program.
Right.
And I think if you compare us to other degree programs out there right now that are strictly online, you'll find that we're very competitive, which is a selling point for sure, but it's not as important as the quality that we're going to be able to deliver in our program. But be that as it may, it is affordable in addition to be of the probably one of the highest quality programs that we could produce.
Excellent. Scott, any final thoughts?
Just to again mention the website, www.asuonline.asu.edu. Or if someone wanted to get to us through Google, they could Google Arizona State University School of Criminology and Criminal Justice, and they'd get to our homepage. We have lots of useful information on the school's homepage about careers, about opportunities. We have a job posting board, variety of links to other criminal justice websites. But that asuonline.asu.edu website would be the place to start.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for being here and for sharing this information, which I find to be very valuable. And thank you for taking time out of your busy day to share your thoughts with us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
You're both very welcome. I want to thank our guests. They are Dr. Scott Decker, the director of the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Arizona State University, and Professor Dan Zorich, who is the manager of their online education program for that same School of Criminology and Criminal Justice. Arizona State University is doing some outstanding things to help you, and we think it's important that you know that. I want to remind everyone that Cops Alive was founded to provide information and strategies to help law enforcement and criminal justice professionals successfully survive and navigate their careers. And we do that by providing you with all the information, tools, and resources that we can find to help you do that. And this podcast is one of those. We do training. We provide you with information, tips. And I want to remind everybody we've started a total policing wellness program that we're asking people from around the world to contribute to. And you can find more information about that on Cops Alive. This has been another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. And I want to thank you all and invite you to come back next time when we'll have another program of equal quality to try to help you successfully make it to what we call Ollie Ollie Oxen Free, and that ability to live happily ever after serving your country and your community. Thank you all very much. Bye-bye.